You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today we're going to be talking about personal branding. How do you brand and strategize yourself as a fitness professional? And this has kind of come on the heels of a couple of things. One is, like, every other month, I probably get a message about social media and do I need social media presence? And we've addressed it probably a couple of times on here where I've talked about social media and I think social media is valuable. And there are things that you need to do with social media. If you go back last week, I talked, here's like 8 or 9 things that you could and should do with social media. It's helpful and beneficial, but here are some other things to do without social media. And that too is beneficial. But I am not really an expert on this. So a couple of weeks ago, and I did an episode kind of recapping my trip to the Optima in Serbia when I was in Belgrade. And I met a gentleman there. And this guy I thought was delightful. I've talked to him about working with him with my business. And I feel pretty good about my business. And so for people who don't feel great about your business, and I'm galvanized to move forward and to do and to be a part of something because of watching him present at this conference. And I like him a lot too, because he watched me at the conference and he came up and he was like, you did a great job. And I was like, we can be friends now. So with that being said, I thought it was a great opportunity, not just for me to stay here and listen to a new friend talk about business, but to allow everyone here to be present for the conversation and understand a little bit more about business, about branding, about social media, which we'll still touch on, but also what you can do without social media when it comes to marketing, when it comes to PR, when it comes to outreach, and how do you get people to find you and who you are? And then how are you identified and how do you connect to people? Because there are a lot of people that are fitness professionals, perhaps in your area, that can be found. So what sets you apart and how do you create value in that? So with that being said, I want to introduce my friend from Wales that I met in Serbia, James Breeze. Hey, James.
Rick, thank you so much. Let's put it straight though. What I said to you at the end of that first presentation when I saw you speak was, that's the best presentation I've ever seen and stage presence I've ever seen from a presenter in the fitness industry, period. So you're far too humble. Those are the words I said, people. And let's get it right from the start. And
thank you. Yeah, I definitely could not have said that. Yeah. Appreciate
you very much.
Hey, can you do me a favor? We talked about this. You had a slide and it was the longest city name of any city, and it happens to be in Wales. And when I got back and I told my friend about it, that I trained 7 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Stuart is from the UK, and he goes, oh yeah, we used to do that in elementary school and see who could pronounce the name of this town. So can you tell us the name of said town?
Absolutely. In the strongest, best Welsh accent I can do, it's Now, one more time, just for those listening in, it's Llanfair Pwllgwyngyll o Gerwyll Gwyn Robwy Llandyseilio Gogo Goch, or just to make it a bit shorter, Llanfair PG. How about that?
That was far longer than I remembered it being. Somebody's going to cut that out and put that on a meme somewhere. Don't do it. So with that being said, hey, man, I'm so delighted to have you on the show. I enjoyed very much hanging out with you. This is one of the things I love about going to conferences, James, is you get the chance to meet people. So it's not just about us doing the presenting, and you know, the people in attendance walk away from listening to people like me and listen like you, but then we, for our own purposes, get to learn, and we get to sit at the feet of masters in their own craft and their own areas. So that, I love going to conferences, not just to be a presenter, but to also be a student. And I was a student at one of your courses, and I couldn't go to the other one that I wanted to go to because I was speaking at the same time. But I would love to just pick your brain and have everybody be present here to learn a little bit more about what we do as personal trainers, and how do we present ourselves and our brand and then show the world who we are? How do we get that type of exposure?
That's a great question, a great point. So just before we start, I'd like to make sure everyone knows where I'm coming from here. So I always refer to myself as kind of three parts. There is the aging athlete now, where I'm a cricket player. I play a lot of cricket, and you know, particularly for the Welsh team over here. I'm a coach, secondly. But then thirdly, I'm a massive website geek, third. So when I share our strategies and stuff, yes, I'm coming from a digital marketing geeky type perspective. However, I'm also coming as a coach first because, yes, we run a company, Strength Matters, which is a digital marketing agency, helping you know people grow their traffic and their brand organically. But I have a fitness business too, which is called Cricket Matters. And we use that as our pinpoint, our linchpin almost, to showcase exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it. And it's a great point you brought up about social media because everyone is fixated around social media these days. Everyone thinks to have a big brand, to have a big business, you've got to have hundreds of thousands of followers. Well, let's put this into perspective. There was a huge study that came out recently that's talked about social media followers and the average social media influencer, as we call it, with about 250 to 500,000 followers only earns $650 a month. Just think about that and take that into consideration for a moment. How much time and effort has gone into building that following and building that traffic and that organic kind of number of followers over 3, 4, 5 years, whatever, how many videos, the hours editing, the footage you had to build, unless you got lucky, like a unicorn, but very rarely does that happen. That's not a really good return on investment, right? It's something I realized very quickly that you just get burnt out when you're having to publish content on social media every day. So what we've done, and from my background in computer science, was how do we get the maximum effect? Almost like when we're training people, we want the maximum effect, minimum dosage type of thing sometimes, because we only see clients once, twice, three times a week if we're lucky, right? So what's the minimum, you know, maximum effect, minimum dosage we found with our brand? And so we use what we call SEO, search engine optimization. What does that mean? Well, essentially, it's the fancy word for ranking higher on Google. Because guess what? Most people, when they have a question that needs answered, whether it's doctor, in terms of medical or in terms of health and fitness, guess where they go to first? They go to Google and search there. However, most people are looking on, thinking social media is the answer. So you've got to bear in mind that in a rough nutshell, about 1,000 followers is equivalent to one email address. That is the difference in disparity because people on social media hang out for fun. They don't necessarily hang out to be educated. If they want education, they go to Google or YouTube. Are you with me? So it's important for people to understand that there's an alternative way because social media can burn people out. It burnt me out. And I can honestly say until the last few months when I've got a full team behind me now, we hadn't posted anything on social media for 2 to 3 years. We got all our leads organically, speaking at events, at conferences, or just networking within our groups of people anyway. So I hope people understand that. It's like there's alternative methods to growing your personal brand because you are your brand no matter what you are. And it doesn't just live on social media.
Yeah, I think that's important to point out because social media is valuable. And we talk about it. There's value in it, but it's kind of limited in its scope. It's limited in its reach. And though you might be able to reach a lot more people, it doesn't mean those people are going to be working with you, are going to be training with you, are going to be doing anything but consuming your content and many times just scrolling by it after seeing it, right? So just because you get likes and engagement doesn't mean that you get business. So I think it's a very valuable point out. Totally. Yes, that's such a great way of pointing it. And it feels good and good for you. Like I feel good when I get more likes on something and people get feedback and we communicate on the comments and I'm like, oh, this is stuff that people really enjoy and that maybe I'll put more content like that. And that creates value, but it doesn't create money. It doesn't create business. It's just me having conversations with people about things that they like that I produce. So if we're talking about building your business, it's not having conversations in the comment section about a video you post. So what are some of the ways then that we're looking? Because you mentioned search engine optimization, you talked about Google and the difference between what YouTube provides and what the social media environment, short clip, Instagram, TikTok provide. Where is that point where we say, okay, if somebody's going to Google, who am I on Google? Right. I know how you find me, but who am I when you find me? What do I create so that Google gives people something that they are looking for?
Great question. So I'll go back a couple of steps first to paint the picture first. So what I always use a phrase, particularly in Europe, because the Romans conquered Europe pretty much. It's a really good way to think of it. If you Google all roads lead to Rome, you'll see some great pictures of how every road in Europe pretty much leads to Rome, because that's what the Romans did. They built these great roads, straight roads that led back to Rome. So take that phrase, all roads lead to Rome. It's the same as a personal trainer, whether you own a gym or a personal training studio. All roads lead back to your website. Now, you get traffic from a variety of different places. It could be social media. You could have 1,000 followers, and those 1,000 followers are coming to you every time to go to your website to learn more about stuff. But you're driving them, or should be driving them, to your website. At a conference, people will find out about you, and what will they do? They'll go back to your website. The same way as in terms of referrals. If you have a client refer you to another one of their friends, what tends to happen? They tend to go onto Google and search for you. So the point I'm trying to say is what people do these days in helping you to find you as a business, as a, to set up first and foremost, every personal trainer should have a website. It should have a bio. That is your professional business card these days, because the user journey to get to you is quite long. But what we're seeing and what the data is saying is that over 70% of all traffic to your website and to your business will come through Google. Here's why. Let's just say you have a social media account and a friend has shared a video you posted on your social media account to another friend. They will look at your video. They'll then go down the scroll and look, doom scroll for a little bit, seeing what else you've posted down that little video. But social media sites are designed for one thing: to keep you engaged on that platform. They don't want you to leave, because that's where they lose money.
That's
right?
Very true.
They want to keep you in there, so they keep engaging you and they keep, you know, you're hooked on these videos, so they can keep showing you ads and they can make more money and blah, blah, blah. So what the user experience is this, is they'll find you on social media or they'll hear about you from a friend. They'll then go to the search engines and then they'll search your name or business name and they'll see what comes up. So if you haven't got a professional business card, i.e. a professional website that tells me exactly what you do and how you can help them, you're missing out on valuable clients and leads. And that is the user journey these days. Or take it another way. Let's say they don't know anything about you. What you want to do is you want to be like the Lord Mayor of your town, essentially, in terms of your business. When people don't know you. So let's just say, right, for argument's sake, you've gone on a trip to Wales, because maybe Wrexham Football Club, like soccer club, right, are on there, and you've seen Ryan Reynolds on TV on Disney Channel, right? And you've then gone, I want to go and visit that town name that James told me about. Take a selfie with it, right? You go to there and you realize, oh, I got like an hour now before my next train out there, because trains come there very infrequently, basically. What do? You want to find a coffee shop and you want to have a coffee. So what do? You go into Google, you type in coffee in Llanfairpwll Gwynedd, blah, 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 oh, right? Yeah, I saved you guys there, right?
Yeah.
You type in coffee near here, and you search for coffee, which appears in what we call the top three map pack. 86% of all business in local business goes through those top three things on Google. You think about it. It could be in New York, it could be Chicago, you could be in, you know, anywhere in the world. But those three things at the top get 86% of the traffic, and about 70% plus will do business with those guys in the top three and top three only. The point being, you have to be in the top of that three to stand a chance of getting clients. Or if you're not there, you're missing out on clients. And what I'm seeing from across the world is that everyone is getting really good at social media. Everyone's getting really good at their videos are getting higher quality. They don't even have to talk on social media these days. They just have to like post a video of looking good, right? But nobody is focusing on the Google side of things. So the competition and the barrier to entry is extremely low in the vast majority of places. Now, if you go to New York City or London, it's a bit difficult. It's a bit more difficult, not impossible. We're doing this with clients in both those cities right now. It just takes a bit more time. But I'll use a good example of this now. We get more leads from one blog post than anything else we do. That blog post gets 500,000 hits a month, right? 500,000. Now, that sounds crazy to most people. However, if you type in athleticism into Google, we will come up right underneath the dictionary definition. We get so many leads from that. If I was to pay for advertising for that same amount of volume each month to come to my website, you're talking $500,000 to get to it, averaging about $1 a click, which is insane. Wow. So what I'm trying to say to people is, a personal trainer, we don't have that much money to spend at our disposal, particularly when we're first starting out, right? But we have time and effort because we're building our client base. So what have you got to do? You've got to build Rome. You've got to build Rome to make sure you get into that map pack, which is the first thing you do. Get into that map pack, the first three here now, which you do by creating a Google business profile, having a website that works, and getting as many reviews as you possibly can into it, okay? But with those reviews, this is a super bonus, super hack I'm going to give you, right? That's a mouthful in itself, but I'm going to give you anyway, right? Right? Make sure you reply to those reviews and make sure those people who do those reviews post a photo with it. If you do that, that is giving high search and user intent to Google to go, wow, these guys are a legit business. You need to go there. And it bumps you up. Nobody is doing that. So I've now told the world about it. That's free. This is all free stuff, guys. You don't have to pay for anything for this. Google business profile, reviews, just ask your people you work with to review you and post a selfie. Get them to post a selfie with you, right? Just think about it. Think about people go to coffee shops. They take pictures of their food and post the reviews. You need to do it at your gym and your facility as well, right? And that's a huge user intent statement for you guys. So in terms of what you can do to maximize people coming to you away from everything else, is you got to remember what the user intent is first and how the journey is to get you guys in the first place today. And it's not the way you think it is. You may think it comes from social media. It's not. They refer less than 3% of traffic to your website. It's Google, because they search your name after the event or after whatever you've done afterwards here. It's where they spend the least amount of time, i.e. Google, that is the highest referrer to your business and your traffic. However, most personal trainers I'm seeing, A, don't have a website, or B, aren't even thinking about how to optimize it for Google, when with a little bit of knowledge, they could be dangerous and they could rank quite high quite quickly. How's that for an answer?
My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, I think you understand why we are having James on the show. So again, you're listening to the NASM CPT podcast with my guest, James Breeze, who I think you should probably Google at some point just to get his ranking a little bit higher. And also the fact that you talk about one blog post, and I know there's probably not a lot of people doing blogging. So are there other things that people can do where it's like, I don't have this killer blog, this one article that I've written that people come across? What else is there if it's not like a home run blog post like you guys have managed to do? Are there other things that we can put together?
Yeah.
Simpler.
So yeah, absolutely. So guess what, guys? So the best tip I can give you is, right, you don't have to write a killer blog post. Everyone thinks you have to spend hours doing a blog post. Now, on the flip side, I'm going to tell you this before we start. Do not write your content with AI. Google will penalize you if you write it with AI. What? It may look quick, it may look easy, but they've just come up with a brand new update to penalize anybody who writes content with AI. Okay, so you don't want to get Google slapped at all.
So AI recognizes AI?
Yep. So Google can see what's happening. So people who think, I'm going to write a blog post super quick, what it does, AI just ethically, well, not really ethically, it steals content that's already on the internet. It's nothing new.
Yeah,
so when you write something, you've got to write something from your own experience and your own expertise. Okay, so coming back to the blog posts, look, everyone keeps saying to me, blogging's dead, James. No, it's not. And I'll tell you why. Because the idea for Google to trust you, to rank you higher, it has this formula called EAT, Right, doesn't mean eat donuts or eat kebabs or whatever you want to call it, right? It's EEAT, expertise, experience, authority, and trust, right? Now, that's basically fancy words for making sure you have a fast website because no one goes to slow websites anymore, making sure you're an expert in your field, therefore you're talking about things, therefore you're blogging. You with me? So therefore writing some content about it. It doesn't mean to be a 5,000 word killer article or blog post. It needs to be helpful. So I'll give you a really simple example everybody should write if they're listening to this podcast right now. How much does a personal trainer cost in blah, blah, blah? It could be, how much does a personal trainer cost in Llanfair? It could be that. It could be, how much does a personal trainer cost in Cardiff? How much does a personal trainer cost in, let's say, Hell's Kitchen? Okay, if we're going to New York City, be specific, right? You're going to be specific about those areas. Because guess what? That's what the most searched term is for personal training, right?
Oh.
Not how to lose weight. People are in your area looking for information that's going to help them, and they want to know, how much does a personal trainer cost near them? That's a very simple blog article you can write. Doesn't need to be 1,000 words. You can just base it on your own research, and guess what at the end of that blog post is, hey, by the way, if you want more help with your personal training skills, here's what else you can book: a free consultation, free strategy call, whatever is at the end of that blog post. You've been helpful, you've answered their question for them. So blog posts need to answer questions that people in your local area have in terms of your business and services.
Great idea.
And that's a very simple way to think. It doesn't need to be about, because everyone's written about intermittent fasting. Everyone's written about the keto diet, right? Don't even go after those. There's no point. But nobody's focusing on the people in your local area where no one's writing about. And cost and price is extremely important.
Nice. There you go. I love this very much. Let me ask you a question then about the EAT, E-E-A-T, that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we know this concept, but how do we identify ourselves as an expert? How do we identify ourselves as authority? How are we trustworthy? What are, you know, when it comes to that kind of acronym, mm-hmm. Are there things that we put on our website that establish you as those things?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. Like, let's take a good training plan. If you're working with somebody and you're following a training plan and you want to get results, whether it's weight loss, fat loss, hypertrophy, whatever you want to call it, right? What is the most important thing you do? Be consistent, right? Show up, okay?
Okay.
Be consistent with your training. Be consistent with your food choices. Be consistent with your sleep hygiene. Whatever it is, you have to be consistent. So to be trustworthy, consistency is really important. So Google likes to see things as consistent. So if you're publishing content on a regular basis, for example, a simple blog post once a week, that's enough. What about if you're consistent in getting reviews, right? Does that add to trust? I think so, because guess what? Google knows. If you have a Google business profile with reviews and it's linked to your website, it can see you. You're trusted by other people. People are reviewing your site. They're reviewing your business. Therefore, it's an indicator, one of many, to Google to say you're trustworthy, right? So you've got to think about this. Now, in terms of authority and expertise, you've got to start sharing your own personal opinions on things. So your experience with somebody, you may have, let's use an example. We found recent last 6 months how we're helping people lose weight by wearing a weight vest, right? Is a weight vest new? No. Is weight loss ideas and concepts new? No, nothing's really new. However, what we're doing is asking people at home now to wear a weight vest all day long if they're at a stand-up desk, because it helps accelerate the NEAT to help them lose weight to move forward, right? So what do? We've written a blog post about that. So therefore, we've shared it from our perspective, our own experience, and adding in all the other good stuff here. So Google likes to see this type of thing. So we're sharing expertise and authority by sharing what we're doing right now. So it's not about writing killer blog posts. It's sharing what you are experiencing and doing to become helpful, right? If my biggest tip for you guys, whether it's social media or Google, the best thing you can do is be helpful. Don't try and be the smartest person or the smartest cookie on Google or social media. You'll lose, right? Because all these Harvard professors are trying to do all their thing. They're smarter than us, right? We're just lowly personal trainers. What we can do is share experience, right? And build our authority through experience and anecdotal evidence of what we're seeing and what we're doing. And Google loves that stuff. And the more you share it, so commitment consistency is always a big thing. No matter what you do in life, show up, turn up and be consistent. Right? There's a saying with Google. Now, here's a social media platform that no one's probably even heard of, right? Here's another way to show you're consistent and you're trustworthy and you're building loyal followings. On your Google business profile, did you know there's a social media platform in that? It's your social media Google business profile posting page. If you start posting information on that regularly, it shows you're a legit business to Google too. It's the social media site that we tell people to start posting first if they're not posting anywhere else, because it ties into the website. It helps you rank higher. And the goal is to rank number one on Google, because if you rank number one on the map pack and rank number one on the top link down here, you will never have to worry about clients ever again, to a degree, right? I can almost 100% guarantee that if any town around the world, you'll get 2 to 5 new clients a month just by ranking number one in those places, irrespective of what your website looks like, right? You could convert it in height even more with your website, but get those two areas right. And it's not about the ad that sits on top of it. Less than 2% of people click on the ad above it these days. Think about next time you go to Google and you're looking for places near you or looking for any tours, you scroll past the ads on Google, right?
I do.
You don't trust it.
I feel bad sometimes because I'm like, I know this is sponsored and people paid for it, but let me see who's on the non-paid version of it. I do that.
Everyone does it. Everybody does it. But guess what? If you want to do ads and you saw your own ad of like, let's just say Strength Matters as a simple example. Strength Matters. Mm. You see an ad at the top. Then in the local town, you see that's number one on the Google map pack. Strength Matters number one. Then you see number one on the top of the Google organic search. Where are you most likely going to click? We call this the Holy Trinity principle, right? So you only add the ads once you've got number one in the Google Maps and number one on top of Google, because it then just adds this 3-layer pronged attack to help people know that you're trustworthy. And guess what happens? You start to build momentum through Google that way too. So by posting on the Google business profile social media posting sites, by having this here now, you start to build real authority and trust. And guess what, guys? It's pretty much free, except for the Google ads. But even then, not many people click on it. So you're not going to pay that much money anyway. So this is the 3-pronged attack, the Holy Trinity principle that you guys can do with a little bit of time and effort behind you to help you get more clients and build your personal brand. Because guess what? Your brand is more than just social media. It's the interactions you have with people. It's what people find you online. It's why the big businesses spend so much on organic SEO. Think about insurance companies, how much money, millions of dollars they spend on SEO each year trying to rank number one. Right? Now, we're not trying to compete with those. We never will do. But we can be smarter than our local competitors who aren't listening to this podcast, right? So.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I like. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have James on the podcast. You're listening to the NASM CPT podcast. I've got James Breeze on here. My name is Rick Ritchie. I'm your host. And I just got to say, this is so delightful. And so I'm going to keep peppering you with some questions. I want you to continue. One is, I want to first get an idea of what needs to happen. So let's just say right now, the majority of the people that are listening do not have a website.
Yep.
So talk us through so step one, get a website. Step two, pay a lot of money for it. Now, where are we going with that? What do we put on the website? How much content? So how many words on a page to how many photos on a page kind of thing? Give me just some ideas and concepts of what people should be preparing for. Because I remember the first time I ever did a website, I was like, I want to tell you all about me, and I'm typing, and I want to tell you where I'm from, and I think you're going to read about this. And then when I go to a website and I see one that looks the way that I wrote it out, I'm like, I'm not reading this crap. Just tell me what I want to know. So I definitely overdid my very first website. So now I try to be a lot less loquacious, which is hard for me in general, but to be a lot less wordy. and to be a lot more clear, very much, you know, a scalpel, you know, mm-hmm. instead of a scattershot and in what I'm trying to deliver. So if I've got people that don't have websites, give us a kind of a play-by-play of what we should be doing in order to set up a website. And then there will be people who also have websites and maybe what they should be reviewing on their current websites that give us a better idea of what they can produce and put out there in order to get more people.
Yeah, sure. So again, I'm going to come from this from a business owner's perspective and also a massive website geek, right? That was my thing. So my thesis and my master's in computer science, I was in human computer interaction, right? So I analyzed back in 2005, check this out, right? So one of my parts of my master's was writing a blog from scratch before WordPress, before Wix and all these different things. So I had to build my own coded blog.
Oh, wow.
Because blogs didn't even exist back then properly, right? You had to hand code them and do all sorts, okay? So for back then, you had to look at like how people over 70 interact with a computer and also how 7-year-olds interact with a computer. So I'm coming from this background as well, having built all the websites myself, both in e-commerce and also in service businesses, which is what we're in. Now, the usual format when it comes to a website is you can get Squarespace, you can get Wix, right? You can get one of those. They cost about $30 a month. They're designed for the masses. Right? They're designed to be quick, easy, get a website up and running. That's what they're designed for. And if you want a website that just sits there, you can go down that route. But what people don't realize is when you get a website, it's what you do with it and how you integrate it into Google. I can take a really crappy website and integrate it into Google so Google can read it. They'll outperform a custom-built website on most platforms. So the idea is like the whole idea of if you're shouting alone in the forest, can anyone hear you, right? It's that type of scenario that you can have the best damn website in the whole wide world. And if no one can find you, it's the biggest waste of money ever. And that's what I see from most personal trainers, gym owners, studio owners here. This is how we started doing websites in a sense and started doing all this because I had people coming to me saying, James, I've just spent $10,000 on the website. It's not working.
Wait, James, let me just stop you for a moment. I want you to say the person who's talking to you has a Welsh accent and I need you to do it in a Welsh accent. And then you can answer the question in the Queen's English. But I want the Welsh accent for the question.
So say what's the question I got to ask? So
somebody comes to you. You were telling the story. Somebody comes to you and they say, James, but I want you to say the whole question that they ask you in a Welsh accent.
Yeah, absolutely. So when someone comes to me, I can give a specific example. They say, James, I've come to you and it's a problem. I spent $10,000 on a website and it doesn't work. I got problems. Well, that's something I hear time and time again, right? How's that for you? Is that good enough for you?
That's delightful.
There you go. But no, but it's true. It's something that happens so often and it happened time and time again. They spent a lot of money on the website. Nobody can find them. And they go, James, what's the issue? It's because it's not connected to Google. So when you think about building a website, you've got to think about, it's not about looking pretty. It's about making sure it's optimized and found in Google first. So sometimes the simpler the websites work, the best, right? And I'll get to that in a second. Now,
yeah, but I just thought that if you were on the web, you were on Google.
Nope.
Not the case.
Go 96.5% of all web pages on Google in the last 30 days were not found. So let's just say 97%, just to round up. 97% of all web pages on Google in the last 30 to 60 days were not found through organic search. There's a certain few percentage you dominate the top end. And it's knowing how to do that. Are you with me? So it's... people just think, and even web developers and web designers are the same boat, right? They specialize in web design. They don't specialize in organic search engine optimization, right? It's two different fields and it can be quite overwhelming, right? And complex for us mere lay personal trainers who just want to help people get better and get stronger, right?
That's
so it's a lot. And I'm trying to make this as simple as I possibly can because I can go off on a tangent and go super geeky, but I'm trying my best here not to, right? I'm trying to make sure you guys can all understand it. So, Rick, stop me if I go too far, too fast, too soon, okay? So, going back to the websites. So you got Wix, you got Squarespace. They're two good examples of building a website really quickly, and they got some templates you can use. But what happens most of the time is they're not designed for Google and search engines to find them. They're also quite slow, right? So speed is everything in today's society. We are a part of the Netflix binge society type of world. We want to binge watch all our local TV shows. We want things now. Like in the UK, Amazon Prime delivers in 2 to 4 hours in some parts, right? Not two days as most parts in the States, which I know. It's like 2 to 4 hours, or at least same day. So we want this thing now. So if you imagine you go to a website and if it's taking ages to load, what do? You click off it. It's the same with these websites with Squarespace and Wix, who encourage you to put videos on it, encourage you to put high quality images, but they don't downsize them and allow people to find you to load it up quickly. It's not about what you have on it. It's how much speed it is to get into it. So when you go back to Google's EAT, the experience, expertise, authority, and trust, the number one thing that Google wants you to have is a super fast website. And if you want to know how quick your website is, Google tells you, it gives you stuff telling you how fast it is. So you can go to Page Speed Insights. Just Google Page Speed Insights, put your link of your web browser in there, and you will find your page speed. If you're not in the 90% for both mobile and desktop, you're basically, tied behind your back, right?
Now, will it say 90% or because I just don't know what to compare it to if it gave me.
No, so most people will have about 30 to 40%. If you come with us, we guarantee 90% because that's the custom build we do. And I'll come to these custom type builds in a second. But most people, take two equal websites. The faster one will always, it's like an athlete. The faster, stronger, more powerful website will always win. It's the same in Google and in the online space too, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to think of that in terms of athletic development and how you build athletes. You want a big, fast, strong athlete as opposed to a clunky, slow, behemoth of a beast, right? That's essentially what we want to avoid. So what do I recommend people? And this is a bit more complex. And this is where you can end up spending thousands and thousands of dollars on website design is WordPress. WordPress is where it's a custom built. It's an open source platform we can use, but it needs a little bit more technical ability to build it up. But what WordPress gives you is the ability to make it super fast and have plugins and these little things you can put into it to make your website rank higher in Google. It's like special alien language that goes into the websites that speaks to Google and does all the hard work for you. You with me? So There's this thing called schema language that Google uses to help read people's websites. It's not English. It's not any other language. It's called schema, and that's coding. But these little plugins can come in and help the two things talk together and do it for you automatically. But you can only get these through WordPress, which is why every website I built or we use is through WordPress because we know how to do it. And that's why a custom-built website can be really expensive. And going back to the life and the world of personal trainers, think, Rick, when you first started out, did you have $5,000 to $10,000 to spend on the website custom build?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't either. Right? No one does. But that's what they're doing. But there's ways and means around it now. So the point is, it's understanding this and having being open-minded. Because I'm sure a lot of you guys are probably thinking, I never knew any of this. Well, I'm hopefully you're learning now about it. So it's about finding where you are on the platform. But then you have with websites, the idea of it's got to work. Websites don't just have to sit there and look pretty and be found in Google. Well, how do I take bookings? How do I take phone calls? How do I take leads? How do I automate this stuff? Because you can't be on your phone 24/7, right? And be ready for the phone to pick up at like 3 a.m. because some people do message you at 3 a.m, right? So it's about finding here system. It's about having what we call a CRM system, a customer relationship management system embedded into it to help manage the leads. Now, what I mean by leads is when people go to your website because of the nature of health and fitness. Hopefully I'm not losing anybody here right now. So please stop me and like pause and have a cup of tea or whatever you want to do now if I am. But what happens is the customer journey for personal training or fitness is longer than most other things. if we use massage as an example, people go for a massage. They will book a massage instantly because they see instant gratification, instant results, instant relief. Personal training, people take 3, 6, 9, 12 months sometimes to make a decision. So what you have to do is make sure when they come to your website for the first time, about 90 to 95% of people aren't ready to buy your services. But you need to find a way to capture their information, to keep them hooked, to keep speaking to them on like a weekly, like a newsletter or a blog post or something like continuous where you're top of mind. So when they're ready to make that decision, you'll be the first person they go to. And that's what most personal trainers are missing out on, is they have either a website that doesn't do really pretty much at all, that doesn't say anything about what they do or who they work with, or they have a really fancy website that doesn't get found. But either one of those websites, what they don't do is they don't capture and give something away of value to get their information, which you call a lead magnet, to get their information to start this conversation building and conversation rolling. I hope I haven't lost anybody there yet, but that was a bit of a long one. Does that make any sense, Rick? You can help me along here.
Yeah, tell me a little bit, because I like this idea of a lead magnet. I'm sure other people, are you drinking a beer? Is it this?
No.
So, I'm just kidding.
It looks like urine, right? But I promise you it's not. It literally is. It's an electrolyte tablet. So it's
me. I was like, it's got a little foam on top. I was my gosh, man.
It's electrolytes.
Wait a minute. Wait till we're done. Wait, I'm just kidding. So the lead magnet, I think, is such a great idea. I mean, the moment you talked about it the other day, I was like, I have really got to start doing that. But what are they? Like, what are these lead magnets? What are examples of lead magnets? And this will be something, because we've been on for kind of 40 minutes already. So, for the sake and sanity of the people that are still with us, just a few more minutes kind of talking about some of these things, and then we'll get your information out there. And if people want to reach out to you, then they can do that. And I encourage everyone to do that. What's an example of that?
Yeah, great question. I can give you specific ones. I'll give you a couple, okay? So I'll give you a specific one for Strength Matters, okay? So for those who are in the world of training, if you go to strengthmatters.com/system, you'll see our system of athletic development, right? It's a free book we give away for lots of people. On another one, in terms of websites, if you want a website audit, if you go to strengthmatters.com/audit, right? That's another form of lead magnet where we will do a free audit of your entire website for you. We'll tell you what's wrong, what needs to be helped with, and how you can improve it. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're just trying to say, hey, this is the problems. This is what you need to go and fix, right? And then maybe we'll ask you, well, would you like some help with that? Which is the same way you should be thinking about with your services. Now, if I go to my sister company, Cricket Matters, we work with cricket players. So we have the High Performance Handbook as our free lead magnet, right? And we're building out a few workout ones now as well. So if you go to cricketmatters.com, you'll see that at the bottom, there's a few pop-ups that come up saying, hey, do you want a book that helps you improve your performance with cricket? Then download our free High Performance Handbook. It's our complete system of training to help cricketers become more athletic. So you're giving something away for free that's a value that solves a specific problem. So whatever your niche is, it could be a variety of different things. It could be a video series. It could be a free book. It could be sometimes I give away a free mug or a free book sometimes in print in the post. Well, I send it for free to some people. But it's solving a specific problem of why people come to you in the first place. Now, for a lot of people, it'll be weight loss, right? So you could give away to people, a 7-day meal plan. Hey, free 7-day meal plan for people over 30 who want to lose weight and not have to worry about what they're eating this week or whatever it is, okay? But the idea is a lead magnet solves a specific problem for a specific group of people based on what your audience and your market wants. So if you're working with football players, that's American football players, right?
Yeah.
What do those guys want? What will help them? Is it like some kind of speed agility ladder type system? Is it like how to get, you know, ready for game day? Is it how to recover? If you're a chiropractor or if you're a physical therapist, hey guys, let's download our free book on back pain, the 7 stretches you need to do to help relieve back pain. Whatever it is, you're there solving a specific problem. So a lead magnet is something that helps people solve a specific problem that you give away for free, but it's just a taster of what you're doing to draw them in, to have a conversation and go, hey, would you like some help with that? You have back pain? Cool. Well, try these stretches. If it doesn't work, give us a call. We may be able to help you. Come in for a free consultation or whatever it is. That's not personal. That's more chiropractors than physical therapists, but you get what I mean, right? Or sure. For me, it's particularly for like what we find with personal trainers, it's book a free strategy call. A free strategy call is a really good idea. We love this term because it comes across as being helpful and not salesy, right?
Yeah.
Comes across as helpful and not salesy. So we do is a free strategy call system where people can come in and they can like speak to us on the phone for 15 minutes because we speak to them and go, hey, well, what's your problem? Okay, cool. We tried this? No. Okay, well, look. By the way, if you'd like some help with that, this is what we do. But there's a 10-step process we have. We have a free book. Actually, that's another lead magnet for ours, actually. Our free strategy call playbook we give away. But that's another example of these things. We're trying to help trainers solve these problems because it builds, comes into our world or whatever you do. So I hope that's a bit of a roundabout kind of way. I hope that gives an idea of what people can think about in terms of lead magnets.
Yeah. And I think there's something very important there, which is you need to know who you are as a fitness professional, and you need to know who your audience is, because if you're providing a lead magnet, it needs to be very specific for who it is that you want to come to you. So it can't be this nebulous idea of training, because then you will be out in the nebula and nobody will find you. The more specific you are, the more clear people will find you, because they are looking for answers for specific things. And so that's, you know, I think that trainers do in a way need to be a jack of all trades. If somebody comes to you because they want to get stronger, they want to get faster, they want to jump higher, they want to lose weight, they want to get fitter, they want to decrease their cholesterol, they want to get their blood sugar better, you should be able to kind of do all of those things. But if you're working with people for their blood sugar and you say, I work with people that have type 2 diabetes, that is very specific. And so you will be able to pinpoint that market when people are looking for things. Instead of finding 1,000 people and you are in the bottom, you will be very specific and you'll be in those top 3 hits, hopefully, when it comes to that Google search.
Exactly. And then to use a specific example with us. So back in 2014-15, when we started doing online training, when training software was the first thing that came out, Strength Matters was predominantly a training business, right? Mm. And we specialized in helping everyday athletes over 30. That was our term, everyday athletes over 30, until the pandemic came. When the pandemic came, every man and his dog became an online trainer, and everybody was trying to help people over 30. That's what we realized, hang on a second, we need to niche down even more. And that's why I only work with cricket players now. They still need the same things. Lose weight, get stronger, get fitter, live healthier, live happier, right? Yeah. Because as amateurs as well as pros, people associate themselves as a cricket player around the world. Still, same thing. Best thing we did, we niched down to help and serve that audience. So like exactly what Rick said, niche down. What is it that you help? Is it parents? Is it people with type 2? Is it ballet dancers or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Find your niche. Find your niche.
I love that very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. And I want to say thank you to my friend and colleague and soon to be my website rearranger. I will be tapping you on the shoulders so that you can go in and help me out. I'm looking forward to the work that you do and applying that to my business. So other people, I'm sure, are wanting to do the same thing after listening to this. So please give them a little bit of information. Where can they find you? How can they get a hold of you, your website, anything that you want to provide, email, that stuff?
Yeah, cool. Very simply, guys, if you want to go to strengthmatters.com, that is the website. You can see what we're doing. You can have a look at some of the blog posts we've written. If you want to see our sister company, Cricket Matters, which is what we're doing to try and drive a personal training fitness business, go to cricketmatters.com. Now, for those guys who have a website, who want to learn, see, have help and go, hey, I've got problems with my website, it's not working. See an example of a lead magnet now, strengthmatters.com/audit is the best way. And we'll look at your website for free. Okay. We'll have a proper look at it and see, go from there, guys. But thanks, guys. You know, and at James Breeze on Instagram, if you want to see me walking in the mountains, snowboarding and playing cricket. So there you go. That's the other personal one there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, James, for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for making it to the end, being a part of this. You know, I appreciate you being here. So if you could, you get a chance, I want you to do exactly what James had talked about for us. So I'm going to ask that you leave a review, that you you give a ranking. Those stars mean a lot to us. The comments that you make on whatever platform that you listen to, then please do that as well. If you have a picture and you can upload it, do that too. You can even superimpose my face on it like we're hanging out together. So with that being said, I appreciate everything you do. If you want to reach out to me, you can do so. Hit me up on Instagram at dr.rickritchie or email me rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Y'all keep inspiring people to fitness. Thanks for listening. This has been the NASM CPT podcast.